Blackstone Audio presents Bound for the Promised Land, Harriet Tubman, Portrait of an American Hero, by Kate Clifford Larson. This book is read by Pam Ward. To Spencer, Rebecca, and Trevor. Introduction. They litter the forest floor, sometimes inches deep. Nature's bed of nails. The seed pods of the sweet gum tree, common in the forests of the eastern shore of Maryland, are large, round, and covered with spiny, prickly burrs. The spines pierce the calloused, unprotected feet of terrified runaway slaves. Struggling to contain the involuntary impulse to wince in pain, the fugitive slaves hesitate, knowing that a moment taken to pause or cry out could end their dream of freedom. The lucky ones had shoes. The children never did, and they suffered the most. How ironic that the sweet gum would be so cruel. For many of these slaves, the sweet gum tree had provided for them since birth. A hollowed-out trunk would be fashioned into a cradle, affectionately referred to as the gum, for generations of slave children. The sweet gum's bright green, star-shaped leaves, which turn a magnificent scarlet in the fall, emit an aromatic fragrance, a subtle hint of its therapeutic properties. A cut in its bark reveals a yellowish resin used in making folk treatments for skin irritations, wounds, and dysentery. Yet for these runaways, the burrs of the sweet gum tree would be among the first of many barriers, whether natural or human, on the road to freedom. Harriet Tubman knew this was where the weakest would turn back. For the faint of heart, she carried a pistol, telling her charges to go on or die, for a dead fugitive slave could tell no tales. Not all the tracks on the Underground Railroad were smooth. It was late November 1860, and Harriet Tubman had returned to Dorchester County, on the eastern shore of Maryland, to rescue her sister Rachel and Rachel's children, Ben and Angerine, from slavery. Tubman had spent 10 years trying to bring them to freedom. Time and time again, Rachel had been unable to join Harriet. Separated from her children, Rachel had been unwilling to leave them behind, and Harriet had been unsuccessful in retrieving them. This attempt would end in failure, too. Unbeknownst to Harriet, Rachel had died some months before. To compound the tragedy, her nephew Ben and niece Angerine remained out of Tubman's grasp. Overcoming deep anguish and profound sadness, Tubman turned her attention instead to rescuing another family from slavery, Stephen and Maria Ennels and their three children.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?